You thought that was funny. Holmberg's morning sickness. You were laughing like a hyena when he said it. What the hell is wrong with you?
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
It's time for the entertainment drill, and it's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com. I tell you, ReactDefense.com is going gangbusters. That's a good thing. They got a lot. And they've decided to say, look, we don't even want to have the steps for it. Let's just make things easier. Streamline this situation. You can now sign up for the whole thing right there at ReactDefense.com. You don't have to. How about that? It's click and go is basically what they've done. You go to ReactDefense.com, whereas before, you know, it was a step in between. They killed it. And it's because they can't do the trials anymore. They're just overloaded. They don't have time to do the trial courses. And get in there. Just get in there is what they're saying. And it works out great. The demand is huge. And so it's easier for everybody this way rather than any sort of waiting lists or stuff like that that you'd have to get on for the other stuff. Let's just go. Let's just jump on and go. And we talk about it with defending yourself from maybe you're with your sister having a nice night and you get punched in the back of the head for some reason or another. What do you do? We talked about that earlier. You never know what's going to happen. There's so much weird stuff going on. Every morning I open my emails and I sit and think, is today the day that this officially goes haywire? I had a great time yesterday over that React Defense. We were doing all sorts of kick drills. And man, oh man, what a defense that is. People don't think about using their legs if something goofy happens. You can just buckle a dude with a kick to the thigh or the cat. It's amazing. You got to learn how to do it right or you end up hurting yourself. They teach you all that stuff. Little tiny things that make it so you don't have to really get into big fights and stuff like that. Just let somebody know, all right, this isn't going to be the easiest day for you. And that's really all you're trying to do to a bad guy is let them know, I'm not an easy mark. And that's what they teach you right off the bat. Be prepared for if something goofy happens around you. It's not paranoia, it's preparation. And you can sign up real easy. Simple as punch. ReactDefense.com. They got you in Glendale. They got you in Phoenix, and they got you out there in Chandler. You're covered. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady Entertainment.
The owners of O.J. Simpson's white Bronco, 1993 Ford Bronco.
This dude.
We found out earlier, I think last week, they wanted $1.5 million for it. Thinks he can get that.
Well, he's been wandering around. He was on Pawn Stars a couple years ago, and he's been doing this for a while.
And I think did he want like $2
million? He wanted $2 million.
And he wanted $2 million on the Pawn
Stars? And the Pawn Star guys were like, I don't really see getting that back. It's kind of a neat item, but
it's currently on loan to the Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Tennessee. And they think the renewed 30th anniversary deal and all that OJ croaked. Right. They've had offers for $750,000 in the past.
Just still too much.
You and I were saying,
take it. anybody wants to give you $750,000 for the Bronco, take it. Holding out for millions, you've wasted years of not getting that.
It's a 94 Bronco. Come on.
93, Brett.
Yeah, it's a 93.
Oh, well, then it's even worth less.
I'll even say this.
So screw that.
It's a sturdy vehicle. My friend has one of those.
They're great, but not $700,000 worth.
Yeah, I can get one and tell people it's OJ's for about $13,000.
Right.
A good one. I don't know why anybody would pay that. And then also you got sort of that morbid regret right after you buy it that you got to think to yourself, I have OJ's Bronco. Do I want this? Now everybody thinks you're weird, and it's crazy.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Harrison Ford has his left ear pierced, and the reason why he got it done...
Because right is for homeless.
He was out to lunch with two other celebrities, had some drinks with him, and he thought, they look really cool.
Yeah.
Going to surprise you.
Well, dementia does crazy stuff.
Out to lunch with Jimmy Buffett and Ed Bradley.
Ed Bradley looked cool.
He did.
60 Minutes guy. He was cool. Jimmy Buffett.
I didn't know the third was.
Not so much. Just a transvestite.
Courtney Love doesn't think Taylor Swift is important or interesting.
I think
surprising.
I'm on the same page as Courtney Love.
I'd never say that.
Although I won't say she's not relevant. She's wild. I just don't get it. I don't think she's interesting.
The U.S. Justice Department is reportedly preparing an antitrust lawsuit against Live Nation.
What'd they do?
It could happen as early as next month.
Just fees and stuff.
Basically the result that what we pay, yes, the fees. And that they're the only ticket in town is the argument.
Well, the crazy thing to me, and I think Live Nation has done a lot of great things for picking up tickets because it's so simple. Why can't, and it's not just them, Ticketmaster does it on sporting events. Why can't you just tell me how much it is?
I think there's also not only the ticket fees, but the secondary sales.
Okay, yeah, but that's my point. Like, why can't you just give me a price? Why do I have to look and go, okay, these are $180, and then when I click that, it's $295. Like, well, you got the buying fees, you've got the seller fees, you've got our fees. I'm like, wait a second, just bake it all in and give me how much I'm going to pay you because...
Yeah, Southwest Airlines it, you know?
Yeah.
Bags fly for free, just
right.
Give me a price.
Give me the price I'm going to pay. I understand taxes, and that's it. But when I'm hit with, like, all this extra stuff that... It is kind of, like, misleading. Because we even had that with the tickets for U-Fest when we first put them on sale. It's like, oh, they're $30. And people were like, my ticket's like $58. I was like, oh, yeah, there was a fee involved. So we ended up telling them, and they did it. They baked it in. They're like, here you go. So they helped us out. But it seems like you're just asking for trouble to not just give me the price. If I went to Walmart and bought a $10 T-shirt and rung it up and it was $32.50 because they'll get a cashier's fee, you got to stand in line fee, you'd be pissed.
Well, hopefully you won't get rocked by the fees when you buy your Marley Brothers 2024 tour tickets.
Bob
Marley has 5 sons, and they're touring.
Okay.
Jumping on the momentum of the movie.
There's no momentum. That movie didn't do good.
He'll be here in Phoenix on September 12th.
Where?
They're at the Talking Stick Resort.
The resort?
Amphitheater.
Oh, over here.
Yeah.
They're playing that
thing? I'm avoiding that place.
Boy,
I mean, nothing but Wheaties and
They don't want to do it indoors. They want to make sure.
Well, yeah, they got to have
breathe.
Yeah,
all those awful
smoke show
white Rastafarians.
Ugh.
I'm racist.
You'll be taking Kirby there.
Yeah, I'm totally racist towards them.
Kirby, Ziggy.
I hate white people with dreadlocks.
Oh yeah,
the worst race on the planet are whites with dreadlocks, without question.
You got a beef with Trustafari.
That's where your racist stuff ends.
That is, yeah, I'm not a racist, but man, do I hate whites with dreadlocks. All of them, like in a bunch. You all represent the exact same thing. None of you are different. Period.
One love, bro.
One love indeed. One love for everyone except those people. No love. Yuck. If you've got dreadlocks right now and you're white, turn it. Go listen to something else. And take your stupid knit cap off. It's 90 degrees. It's 10-11. We're all done. That's it for us. Larry's coming up next. Got more chances for you to win $5,000 from our friend TV's Doug Hopkins tomorrow morning. Got to listen about 8 o'clock. Find out how to do that. Just listen the whole morning. We'll help you with that. We got golf tournaments to give away. We got smoking out animals and all sorts of riding wild beasts and things like that. We got so much to do tomorrow. We'll catch you guys tomorrow. Be nice to Larry. We'll see you on Wednesday. So long.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station.